In the previous lesson, we learned the sentence structure A equals B or A is B.
A は B です。For example, 出発は明日です。
My departure is tomorrow. And we also learned its question form. Is A B?
A は B ですか? For example, 出発は明日ですか?
Is your departure tomorrow?In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself using a sentence structure from the previous lesson. That sentence structure is
A は B です。
A is B.
And also, we'll introduce a lot of useful phrases.
As we mentioned in the previous lesson, before each dialogue, we'll give you the background, the setting of where the conversation takes place. So, Naomi-sensei, this conversation takes place on?
An airplane.
In the last lesson, Ashley was talking on Skype with her colleague,and getting ready to leave for Japan. In this lesson, Ashley is going to Japan on business and she just boarded the plane. She has a window seat and she wants to sit down, but the gentleman sitting in the aisle seat is in her way. She's trying to get his attention so that she can make her way through, so the conversation is between
Ashley and a man. I think he's Japanese.
Now, since they don't know each other, they'll be using
formal Japanese.
Now, before you listen to this lesson,We strongly recommend you listen to All About Series Lesson 5, Top 5 Must-Know Japanese Phrases, and Bootcamp Series Lessons 1, 2, and 3.
すみません。あの、すみません。
あ、すみません、どうぞ。
すみません、ありがとうございます。こんにちは。
あ、どうも。
私はアシュリーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
あ、僕は豊田一郎です。
はい。豊田一名前もう一度お願いします。
トヨタ
トヨタ
イチロウ
イチロウトヨタイチロウさん。
はい。
One time slowly.
すみません。あの、すみません。
あ、すみません、どうぞ。
すみません。ありがとうございます。こんにちは。
あ、どうも。
私は、アシュリーです。どうぞ、よろしく、お願いします。
あ、僕は、トヨタ。一郎です。
はい。豊来地。名前、もう一度、お願いします。
トヨタ。
トヨタ。
一郎。
一郎。トヨタ、一郎さん。
はい。
Now with the English translation.
すみません。
Excuse me.
あの、すみません。
Excuse me.
あ、すみません、どうぞ。
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
すみません。ありがとうございます。
Thanks. Thank you very much.
こんにちは。
Hello.
あ、どうも。
Oh, hello.
私はアシュリーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
I'm Ashley. Nice to meet you.
あ、僕はトヨタ一郎です。
Oh, I'm Ichiro Toyota.
はい。
I'm sorry?
トヨライチ?
トヨライチ?
名前、もう一度お願いします。
Could you give me your name one more time?
トヨタ。
トヨタ?
トヨタ。
トヨタ?
イチロウ。
イチロ。
Ichiro. Toyota, Ichiro-san.
Mr. Ichiro Toyota.
Hai.
Yes.
Naomi-sensei, I can tell you it's really hard to catch foreign names.
Yeah, I agree. For me, L and R sounds are so difficult. So Carrie, Lori, Larry are so tricky. So I have to ask many times, like, excuse me, or say your name again, please.
I understand that feeling 100%. So these phrases are essential, especially when you meet someone for the first time. You don't want to end up calling someone by their wrong name.
So desu ne, right. But his name wasn't so bad, was it?
Not too bad. What was his name again? もう一度 お願いします.
In the dialogue, he said, 僕はトヨタイチローです. So, Toyota Ichiro is his name.
Toyota is his family name.
Right.
And Ichiro with a long vowel is his first name.
Right.
So his name is Ichiro Toyota. Not too bad.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's because Toyota is the name of the world-famous car manufacturer, Toyota.
So desu ne, right. And his first name, Ichiro, isn't so difficult either.
Well, that's if you're a baseball fan.
Ah, soっか.
You may have heard of
Suzuki Ichiro or Ichiro Suzuki.
Again, his first name is
Ichiro.
As we mentioned in All About Series Lesson 10, Ichiro Suzuki is a professional baseball player who plays in the major leagues.
So desu ne, right. He's a huge star in Japan. Everyone knows Ichiro.
And that's why it's important. Even if you're not familiar with the major leagues or baseball outside of Japan, you should know that inside Japan, baseball, or in Japanese, yakkyu, is a very popular sport. So when you're learning about Japanese culture, you may want to learn a little bit about baseball and at least a little bit about Ichiro Suzuki.
So desu ne, right.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
どうぞ. Go ahead. Here you are.
どうぞ. どうぞ.
Next.
どうも.
Thanks.
どうも. どうも.
Next.
名前.
Name.
名前. 名前.
Next.
僕.
I, me, used by males.
僕. 僕.
Next.
私.
I, me.
私. 私.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to introduce two first-person pronouns.
Naomi-sensei, stop scaring people with your big bad grammar terms.
A pronoun is just a noun.
Person, place, thing.
Right, and the first person is just the speaker. So we are just talking about the English equivalent to I.
Watashi is the standard word for I.
Right.
Now, it can be used by both men and women.
So desu ne, right.
But in the dialogue, we heard a different word. That was?
Boku.
It means the same thing as I, but it's usually used by men and young boys to refer to themselves.
In this lesson's dialogue, watashi and boku are used. However, they both mean I in Japanese.
When they come at the beginning of a sentence.
So desu ne.
Now, Japanese is interesting because there are multiple ways for a person to refer to themselves.
That's right.
Now, watashi is an extremely polite way to refer to yourself. Boku is still polite, but it's primarily used by men and young boys. So these are two polite ways to refer to oneself. There's also very casual, informal way to refer to oneself for guys, which is
ore.
And it's a bit rough.
Mm.
And because it's an informal way to refer to oneself, it's mainly used by men and young boys. You probably want to get a grasp on Japanese before you try to use this. It's not something you use when speaking to a teacher or in polite situations. But think about it if a bunch of guys are hanging out together. This is probably the word they would use to refer to themselves, depending on the person. So, Naomi-sensei, what do you recommend for the learners? What should they use?
For newbie or beginners, I would recommend watashi, because it's polite and good for both genders. How about you, Peter? Which one do you use?
In polite situations, I usually use watashi.
Mm.
In informal situations, I use 僕 because, of course, because I'm a male speaker. And I like to keep things a little more polite. I rarely use 俺, even though I have many Japanese friends and we speak very informal, and they use it too. But when I first started learning, it was just how I was taught that I should probably stick to 僕. Okay, what do we have next?
どうぞ.
Please, or go ahead.
It has a long O vowel. どうぞ. It's not どうぞ, but it's どうぞ.
You hold the vowel.
そうですね, right.
You'll come across this expression quite a bit. One of the best cases I can think of is if you're in the elevator and you're holding the door for someone, you can say
どうぞ.
On the train, if you give up your seat for an elderly person, you could say
どうぞ.
And if you pass something along to someone, say you're at the table, you pass someone some chopsticks.
どうぞ.
So, Naomi-sensei, somebody hands you something or someone does something for you and they use the expression どうぞ, what should you reply?
どうも.
As we explained in All About Lesson Number 5, the meaning of どうも depends on the situation.
That どうも in this lesson's dialogue has a closer meaning to hello.
Naomi-sensei, let's stay on the topic of expressing gratitude. What are some other phrases that express gratitude?
In casual situations, we use the well-known phrase, arigato.
It's long vowel. Hold the end. Naomi-sensei, one more time.
Arigato. You can use this with どうも and say, どうも, arigato.
Two long vowels in there. どうも, arigato. Please note that どうも, arigato is a very casual expression. So it shouldn't be used towards strangers or people who have a higher social ranking than you. You don't want to say this to your boss.
Right. If you want to say thank you in polite way, add ございます after it.
So, どうもありがとうございます.
Right. どうもありがとうございます.
Thank you very much. Naomi-sensei, one quick question about this. For a long time, like, I was the customer and I would buy something in a convenience store. As a customer, should I say this to the stores I'm patronizing?
If the clerk was nice to you, maybe you can say どうも, but basically you don't have to say anything.
So one of the key things was, and I did it for a very long time, I'd buy something in the convenience store and the cashier would hand me the receipt and I would say どうもありがとうございます. And I think it's kind of like if you think about it in terms of you're saying to the cashier, I would like to humbly thank you for this. It's nice to do, and if you're super nice, no problem. But most Japanese people, they'll just go with a nice どうも or a different expression.
To express your gratitude, you can say すみません, which is our target phrase.
All right, on to the grammar. In this grammar section, you learn how to introduce yourself by giving your name and learn the different uses of the phrase
すみません
and
お願いします.
Because their meanings are contextual, which means the expression's meaning changes depending on the use of context.
Let's start with self-introduction.
As you learned in Basic Bootcamp Lesson 1, when introducing yourself, start with
私は,
then give your name, and then end it with the phrase
です. So, for example, 私はナオミです. I'm Naomi.
私はピーターです. I'm Peter. In the dialogue, Ashley said,
私はアシュリーです.
I'm Ashley. Okay, so just recapping. Now onto the usage of すみません. In this lesson's dialogue, すみません was used in three different ways. Let's take a look at the different meanings of すみません. First usage. In the dialogue, Ashley said,
あの、すみません.
Excuse me. In this case, すみません is used to get someone's attention. Then Ichiro says,
あ、すみません。どうぞ.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. In this case, すみません means, I'm sorry.
Because he was in her way.
So for its second usage, it's used to lightly apologize.
We also have, すみません。ありがとうございます.
The third meaning is, thank you. It's used to thank someone for doing something for you. For example, if you're at a restaurant and somebody brings you something and they put it down, you can say,
すみません.
So, すみません could mean, excuse me, I'm sorry, or thank you. For a more detailed explanation, please check out Bootcamp Lesson 3. Okay, on to our next expression, which also changes with context. That expression is
お願いします. In the dialogue, there are two phrases that contain お願いします. So let's review them.
When Ashley introduces herself, she said,
どうぞよろしくお願いします.
This phrase is also introduced in Basic Bootcamp Lesson 1. So the expression, どうぞよろしくお願いします, is often used when you meet someone for the first time. Now, English doesn't have an equivalent, but literally, this phrase roughly translates to,
It's really tough, but I'm begging.
So if you think about it this way, whenever you use this phrase, it's I'm begging.
For something.
So you just have to place it with the context.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, you're meeting someone for the first time, so I'm begging that you look favorably upon me.
Or be nice to me.
Yes, exactly. I'm begging for your kindness. And kind of think about this as we go through these next few expressions. Remember, it's the context. The expression's kind of like, I'm begging you. But it's the context that changes the meaning. Let's look at what happens when Ashley can't catch Ichiro's name. She said,
もう一度お願いします。
One more time, please, is how we translate it. But think about it from the begging perspective. One more time, I'm begging you.
Right.
And then from that, we can understand that, could you say it again, please? This phrase was actually introduced in Basic Bootcamp number 3.
もう一度 means one more time. お願いします means I'm begging you or please.
So please, one more time. So you can say, もう一度お願いします when you're asking someone to repeat something. Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which expression is the most polite way to say thank you? A.
どうも.
B.
ありがとう.
C.
どうもありがとうございます.
The answer is
C. どうもありがとうございます.
どうも is thanks. ありがとう means thanks too. But they're both informal expressions. Put all together.
どうもありがとうございます.
Is the most polite way to say thank you.
Okay.On to the next question. Which phrase means, please go ahead, in Japanese?
A.
どうも
B.
どうぞ
C.
すみません
The answer is?
B. どうぞ
Please go ahead.
Yeah, どうも and どうぞ sound similar, don't they?
Very similar. One syllable difference. That's all for this lesson. In the next lesson, lesson 3, You'll learn how to ask and talk about where someone is from. See you in the next lesson.
じゃあまた。See you.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
すみません。あの、すみません。
あ、すみません、どうぞ。
すみません、ありがとうございます。こんにちは。
あ、どうも。
私はアシュリーです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
あ、僕は豊田一郎です。
はい。豊田一郎。名前。もう一度お願いします。
トヨタ。
トヨタ。
イチロウ。
イチロウ。トヨタ、イチロウさん。
はい。
Practice with the review track.
すみません。
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you.
すみま、せ、ん、すみません。どうぞ。
Go ahead. Here you are.
ど、う、ぞ、どうぞ。ありがとうございます。
Thank you, formal.
あ、り、が、と、う、ございます。ありがとうございます。どうも。
Thanks.
と、う、も、どうも。あの、あ、の、あの。
Name.
名前、な、ま、え、名前。
I, me, used by males.
僕、ぼ、く、僕。
I, me.
私、わ、た、し、私。
Lesson 3